This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me. Jane says at civicmedia.us. This from the New York Post byline, Tracy Swartz. Headline reads, I've lost 30 pounds on a diet of butter, meat, and golden jello.
Ugh.
I also no longer have gas or have brain fog. Okay.
Says no at all.
A vegan turned carnivore is sharing now that her high-fat diet caused her to lose 30 pounds, also cleared up cystic acne, psoriasis, and eczema, and extinguished her gaseousness, brain fog, and PMS.
Paid off my school loans, made up with a bully from grade school.
It's amazing.
It does everything.
Juilliard trained concert pianist Isabella Ma bit into a stick of cold, unsalted butter as she explained her secret to weight loss on TikTok. She pairs baked chicken wings and 80-20 burgers, so it's 80% lean and 20% fat, with butter and the special golden jello recipe.
Oh, please, Jane, inform us of what goes inside the golden jello.
Golden jello is made by placing oxtail and chicken drums in a pressure cooker for about an hour. You take out the meat. The remains are chilled in a refrigerator overnight to form a collagen-filled gelatinous bone broth. From what I understand, it's basically aspic. It's meat.
Watch your mouth.
It's meat juice jello.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
A previous version of her diet plan included sunny side up eggs, fried in beef fat, and sparkling water. She says she embraced the carnivore lifestyle in 2019. This has become more popular. The one thing this does, though, that you need to keep in mind if you're thinking about, ooh, I'm going to try this. Red meat, butter, and cheese are very high in saturated fat that can really spike your LDL cholesterol,
yep,
which raises the risk of heart disease and stroke.
Yep.
We do need fruits and veggies, you guys. There are things in there that are good for us.
No, we don't, Jay, because they've got unnecessary fats in them that you don't want in your body. I heard that once on a TikTok from a girl who played piano.
Are you eating your jello like that as it is? Said one commenter on her TikTok. I cannot stomach the smell and taste. Another person said, good job at contributing to one of the most polluting industries, talking about the meat industry, I assume. Yeah. A carnivore diet is so selfish. Our earth is dying. Again, you do what you want. You research it. Golden jello. Meat jello is a hard no from me.
You know how the age-old idea that vegans are insufferable, which isn't really true. I know a lot of vegans, and I used to be a vegan. I never pushed it on anybody. The only more insufferable vegan is the vegan who stops being a vegan and tells you how much better it is not being a vegan.
My life is so much better
eating
now.
All the meat in the world.
Eating a stick of butter and beef and then meat jello.
We got to put a Google alert on this name because, and I don't want anything bad to happen to her, but this is the kind of diet that would be like, influencer found like dead in bedroom surrounded by butter.
By meat jello.
Yeah.
And sticks of butter.
Yeah.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.